4HKX, mobile and listening.
4HKX, KK4POT, name here is Tim. Good morning to you.
And then I picked that up as Jim. I didn't get your call, but this is Patrick on this end.
It's Kilo, Kilo 4, Papa, Oscar, Tango, POT, and it's Tim, Tango, India, Mike. What you got going on today? Heading into work?
I'm out to run my tool route this morning, getting a little flurries up here in the mountains this morning.
Cool, very cool. What tool company? You got like Snap-on, Mac? What you got going on with that?
Matt Cove Tool Franchise.
Patrick, I shouldn't have asked you that right as I was going through an area that's got some real bad interference and I can't ever hear anything then, so that was my fault, but repeat that for me.
Matco for Tool Franchise, M-A-T-C-O.
Matt, roger that. We, I work down at ATEC Services in Greenville where we do tractor-trailer stuff. We got you guys coming by there all the time. Do you come down that way on our route?
I'm that far. I don't get down below 29 over in Greer at all.
Roger that. I've been at a turning wrenches part of it for a few years now. I'm in the office now, so I don't get to keep up with the tool trucks as much anymore. So I didn't recognize you, but that doesn't mean a whole lot coming from me. But yeah, that's great. How do you like that? Everybody that comes by our shop and stuff, they seem to really enjoy what they do with that. So is that working out good for you?
Enjoyed it. I come from turning wrenches for Ford and GM, so it's just kind of what I've always done and what I know.
Fantastic. Yeah, very cool. What mountain you coming down off of?
Between Brevard and Hendersonville, I'm coming down off of by Pinnacle right now. I'm on the other side of it, on Canoga.
Nice. Yeah, nice area up there. Well, that's cool. You get on in the mornings much?
You guys last Thursday also. Thursday mornings is my early morning. I'm down in Greer by 6:30 at my first stop. And so I'm on here then. I'm listening most all the time.
Fantastic. Yeah, I was out last week, so I wasn't able to get on the radio in the morning, but just getting back at it this week. So, it's good to catch up with you this morning. Looks like we're going to have a nice day today. Finally get a full day of some sunshine.
After that, it's funny how it's supposed to be sunny today and colder than it has been.
It'll be nice to have that sun beaming down on us if we're working outside at all today. So, yeah, I'll take it. Well, I'm actually rolling up to the shop right now, so I'm going to hop out of here. But, man, I hope you have a fantastic day and everything goes smoothly for you. But, we're on in the mornings. Normally there's a few of us out there. I don't know where the other guys are this morning. Just jump on in anytime you're out there. We'd love to try to have as many people as possible get involved. So, anyway, have a good one, Patrick. We'll catch up with you soon. KK4POT.
This morning, Tim, you have a great day, and this is KO4HKX. Over.
4NXZ Mobile.
4NXZ, this is KO4HKX. How are you this morning? Patrick on the scene.
Patrick, this is Mike coming out of Table Rock, headed down to Greenville.
Mike, coming out of Hendersonville, or out of Brevard, actually. I'm almost in Hendersonville.
Close to my neck of the woods.
I live just the other side of Caesar's Head, but gotta go this way to get down the mountain.
Right at the base of the stool.
4 miles from DuPont State Forest, so I'm on the other side of it.
Okay, yeah, I've been up there.
On your way into work this morning or on your way home?
I'm into work.
I radio with Tim, so he's usually in here with him, but he's early this morning.
My son-in-law, we work at the same place.
You work out turning wrenches?
More quality control inspections and diagnostic troubleshooting with the techs that need it.
What all do y'all work on down there?
Anything from an F-250 on up to a full-blown motorhome. Mainly tractor trailers. We do a good bit. I'd say about 75% of what we do is on medium-duty straight trucks. But, you know, we got a full range of opportunities there.
Y'all do mainly body work or mechanical work?
Do body work as far as rebuilding the boxes on the back of a, you know, straight truck. But, no, it's mainly mechanical. That's in our trailer shop. They do a bunch of rebuilding stuff, but not on trucks.
Been dealing with the insurance company for the last 2 months. My tool truck got hit. Somebody run a stop sign and keep on me right in the side.
Good.
All right, it knocked the rear end almost completely out from under it. Had me up on two wheels. I don't know how it didn't turn over on its side. Perfect. Right now, the insurance company can't decide if they're going to total it or what.
Gotcha.
Dead spot for me. I won't be able to talk. I'll be able to listen, but I won't be able to talk to you, okay? So I'll come back on the other side of it. So I'm going to say 73 for a minute. KO4HKX.
Problem. We'll catch you on the other side. JK4NXC.
4CEF mobile.
Morning. How you doing?
It's cooler this morning than it was yesterday. How was your day yesterday?
You get any of that wind?
Not that I remember. It was a little windy last night. Nothing horrible.
What's a major wind? I actually expected some trees to be down this morning.
Slept right through it, so.
That's pretty good. I love it. I love to hear that wind howl. It kind of nulls you off to sleep.
Take my antennas down, I'm all right with.
Got mine up on top of the roof, so it's been holding in. We've had a little bit heavier winds than this. We occasionally get some 60-mile-an-hour winds and, you know, really bad weather. I'm just waiting to see how it's going to hold up for that.
Anything.
What I've got up on the roof is a 2-meter vertical. It's that 17-foot diamond.
Getting kind of ice. I don't mind snow. I don't want any ice.
That's the that window antenna that you told me about and sent to me, and it had the opposite ends on it. So I couldn't use it. I sent it back. I need, that was like a 305S. I need the 305SS. I haven't found one yet. I'm still looking.
On that MFJ website, like I said, the version I had, it used the, I guess it had the female connection on it with the threads and the female. But you can order the reverse. I was thinking it was on the MFJ. I'll look for the website today, see if I can find it.
Engineering had it on their website, at least they advertised they had it. I called them, and they said it was in stock, and they didn't know whether they'd get it back in stock. So, I can look on MFJ. I might check in on that today.
The place I ever really found it was on the MFJ website. Like I said, I don't remember if I get this. I did the same connection as my radio had, but then at the same time, I don't like to put that 19-inch whip out. I just use the little rubber ducky antenna. It did okay while I was out of the truck.
I ordered, my radio has a female in the radio and male on the rubber duck, and that thing was opposite. And, I mean, you can get adapters, but I didn't feel comfortable with that small SMA adapter, you know, double female to get my antenna in. I didn't know how that'd hold up against any wind. So I looked today, though, on MFJ. I didn't go to MFJ for whatever reason. I went to Ham Radio Outlet and DX Engineering, but I checked out.
Wasn't the stuff that MFJ does have. I watched that KM4ACK video, and he was showing the MFJ QRP tuner. I've actually got it on my Amazon wish list, where it'll bookmark other websites for me. And I threw that thing on there because I wouldn't mind picking one of those up.
Good. Yeah, I've got an MFJ disco that's supposed to be good for a wide range of frequencies. I use it mainly for scanning.
Figure out ways to slim down my pack. In case I actually do a parts on the air when it gets warm. I was looking at those Nano VNAs last night. Threw that on my wish list, so hopefully that'll... Won't have to carry my big MFJ antenna analyzer.
Got an analyzer, but I don't remember who makes it.
Two videos last night. I mean, the thing's only $54 on Amazon. And if... Well, I was watching, was it Ham Radio Crash Course? And he was showing, he was checking from 6 kilohertz all the way up to 60 megahertz all in one sweep, just on that little Nano VNA. I mean, from what I saw, it's not super accurate, but it was accurate within, you know, a tenth of a SWR or something like that compared to, like, the MFJ.
Mobile. Good morning, guys. How are we doing this morning?
Reward yesterday for the hunts on the parts on the air.
I haven't never joined in that. I got a lot of parks in that, but I haven't never got on there to submit anything.
Much. It was only 20, so if you make 20 contacts, then you get credit for it. And I don't. And doing the actual hunts, or you know, making the contacts, people at the park, you don't even have to do anything. You just go in and set up your account or whatever, and when they turn over the logs, that's when you get the credit for it. So I'm up to 20 dead even right now.
Who gets gold? Did they announce? I think they would. What's it take to get gold?
Website. Basically, it's really weird, but you can go to the awards page, and it's just a PDF that you can download. But it starts out like a 10, 20, and it ratchets up to like 50, and then starts jumping a little bit higher, like 25. And then, you know, the more contacts you make, it kind of separates out.
I saw on the Parks on the Air Facebook page.
Got it. They posted it yesterday or the day before, and I was reading that list and finally saw my call sign for the Silver Award.
Oh, if they'll backdate it.
I have one. It was on 2 meters. The guy was calling on Simplex, and that was last year, and it ended up updating to my profile.
And you just go to the website, and it's pretty easy to navigate.
Add on the main page, there's like a dashboard login, and you go on and set up your account. I just use my Google login. They just got a button you click on, and it'll just use your Google account login, or you can set up your own email account. But once you put your call sign in and everything, it takes a couple days, and they'll pull all the, I guess, all the logs that have been submitted with your call sign.
Got to have at least over 100.
Yeah, a couple guys on the way home yesterday that live up a little bit closer to me, surprisingly, but they were talking about they did some activations. One guy did the Cross State Park in Spartanburg.
Operator I had never talked to yesterday. He's going to be up there at one of the Coney State Parks up there on Kiwi doing the winter field day this weekend.
Close contacts, so they're real hard to make. Come on back in here, Mike. Don't let me hold you.
About that. it up on the ARRL website. I just typed in ARRL Winter Field Day, and it pulled it up. It's supposed to be like the last weekend in January every year. Today, then.
I'm going to go sit in my storage building for a few hours.
I'm telling you, this morning, I don't live far from DuPont State Forest. I heard y'all talking about the parks on the air thing.
Yeah, at least I want to try to activate a park once it starts warming up a little bit. All right, gentlemen, I got to get on into work. 7-3s to everybody. Hopefully Mike can still hear me. Y'all have a good one. Hopefully you have a great day. This is KO4CEF, and I will be clear.
Crew, take care. 73s, be safe.
KK4 and XC. Crew, nice talking to you again this morning at KO4HKX.
73, Andrew, catch you in the morning, KN4TFW.
So, you're not the guy that works down in Greer at the truck shop?
He works over in Piedmont at the truck shop.
Okay, then I missed your name and call sign altogether in that dead spot I was in.
KN4TFW. I live in Greer, but I'm working up in Spartanburg.
I heard you talking to somebody yesterday afternoon about that, didn't I?
You, Jimmy, I believe his call sign's like KK4LAZ, I believe.
Yeah, I believe I heard parts of that. I was dealing with the insurance company yesterday on that, about that time.
Different time of day, me and the dog made a quick dump run and had to throw out some trash and that, and he happened to be on.
For a living, Ken.
I'm a millwright by trade, but I've worked in plant maintenance all the last 30-something years. And that, so I was in my last job down in Piedmont. I was in parts, doing all the parts and the work order systems and ordering parts for the work orders and that. And so I switched up here to Spartanburg. Kind of the same job, ordering parts and everything. Not so much with the work orders, but just ordering a bunch of parts and keeping the stores active. At least I don't have to, you know, it ain't working on my tools anymore.
Everybody, KM4NAT Mobile.
Good morning, Ed. How you doing?
Yeah, run a little bit behind this morning, but other than that, can't complain. How about yourself?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. I'm on here with Mike and Patrick.
Who knew what you were talking about?
Patrick is.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, KO4HKX. This is Patrick.
This is Mike. I'm out of Pickens. This is KK4NXZ.
Now that voice anywhere.
Sitting in this morning, I stopped and got me a Bojangles steak made of mayonnaise biscuit. Woo! I was thinking about you when I pulled in there.
But where I'll be going after about the next 45 minutes, maybe. Running probably about 30 minutes behind.
The wind down your way?
From what I wanted. Wind was blowing last night when I went in. It was, I would say it probably put it down about 18 degrees.
Real, real windy tonight. KN4TFW.
Coming down 25.
People's out walking this time of morning.
The joggers on Wade Hampton Boulevard.
You'll find the bicycle riders.
In Brevard.
If you live in Little River or Penrose area, right below the DuPont State Forest on the Transylvania County, Anderson County line.
I've spent a lot of time up there in the National Forest and up there in Brevard.
He's there. I used to spent a lot of time in the forest also until all the visitors started coming. Now you can't get in it.
Get at, Mike.
That I did a bunch of camping up in Fiske National Forest.
And I did a lot of it myself growing up. Enjoyed most of it, and we ended up living up there in the forest for about 6 months, 1 year, so don't care too much for it now.
Standing straight out, does that mean the wind's blowing?
There's zero gravity.
Roger that.
What do you do for a living?
Retired popo, and I run a paper route so I can buy ham equipment.
Thank you for your service. I appreciate that.
And then my granddaddy and great-granddaddy's footsteps, and two of my boys, well, all three of my boys at one time, police officers at the same time. One of them decided he wanted to drive a truck.
Here today, I believe I would, too.
When I guarantee you that, nothing like it when I was first started.
The lack of respect and where our country has gone.
Obama for that.
Hey, I'm Nathan. Wanted to tell you guys, 7-3s, have a great day. Be safe. Patrick, careful in your trips. Ed, enjoy your coffee. Ken, have a great day at work. This is KK4NFC, and I'm coming for your final.
Have a good one, Mike. Hopefully catch you in the morning, 7-3s.
It was nice talking to you, and be safe today.
7-3s, Mike. Catch you later. KN4TFW. Patrick, the company you rep for, is it Matco, MATCO?
That's correct.
Keep on QRZ and give me a call. My neighbor needs to talk to you a little bit.
Okay, well, I'm terrible at remembering these call signs so far, so I'll do my best on that.
For 4, Tango, Foxtrot, Whiskey.
Okay, I got that. I'll try to remember to write it down so I can get to my next stop. He's looking for, or just in general?
From up north, and he usually does small engine repair and lawnmowers and stuff like that. He's got two huge toolboxes and that, but he's got some tools he needs to, I guess, a wore out or something needs to exchange.
How with that?
There, next time you're down right close to Wadehampton Boulevard in Greer.
That's actually my area today.
First stop, I can give you a number and you could just, or an address, and you can make contact there.
Okay, well, I'll be a few minutes out because I'm still coming down 290 into Greer right now.
You know where the Ingles is right there across the street from that Whitey's Auto Auction?
Yes, sir, I do.
I asked the Ingles, take a right. And then when you get down there, I don't know, a couple or 300 yards, there's a subdivision, Fairview Place. Take a right into there. He's number 21.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in that area all day today. I'm on 290 all day in Wadehampton, so.
Yeah, there, at least he'd know I was thinking about it.
Enough to get an excursion with a 16-foot tag-along trailer behind me in there.
The whole subdivision is a cul-de-sac, so right across the street from his house is a little side road, and it's a big cul-de-sac.
That I'll see if I can't make contact with him then. And I can't find it or can't get a hold of him. He can look me up on Matco Tools' website for the distributor in this area also.
Yeah.
Well, my phone number, I think everybody in 3 or 4 states has it.
Same shape you are. I mean, I don't even see a writing instrument or something to write on right now. Hi there. I'm at the house number 19. And that, and you can check out my HF antenna in the backyard.
What's the name of that subdivision again?
Fairview Place.
Fairview Place, correct?
Yeah, roger that.
Here, where you're originally from?
I'm from a lot of places. I've probably lived in 10 or 12 different states, but I graduated high school in Greer, or in there at Wade Hampton. And when I graduated in 78, there wasn't nothing here, and I left and didn't come back until maybe about mid-90s, 95, something like that.
Growing up, I remember coming down here to Greer and when there wasn't much of anything, and now look at it.
When I moved there in like mid-90s, there really wasn't nothing. And then all of a sudden now it's grown up, and I'll be looking for me someplace out when I retire.
Like living out where I do, right on the county line in Transylvania County, I don't see the city limit ever making it in my lifetime out there.
We went here back in, I guess it was early December. We were going to the Lowe's in Brevard. They had something my sister-in-law wanted, and my wife's GPS and her Jeep, it took me up 25, and I got off of that first exit at 25, and it took me back over some gravel roads over the top of the mountain, and then I ended up down in Brevard.
Across Green River, that's the hard way to get into Brevard.
It was starting to snow a little bit, you know, flurrying, and the road just kept getting narrower and narrower, and it's like, man, I hope we're going right.
Play on those roads after I got my license in the mud holes along the side and back off of them, and I spent quite a bit of time up there.
Yeah, it was a pretty ride. I'll have to do that in the fall. It should be a really awesome view.
Green River, Pinnacle Mountain Road, Old CC Road, Sky Valley, all that back into there. That's really beautiful country, and most of it's still dirt.
They called that road a two-lane road, but I guess they consider it one.
In one or two spots where you can pass, that's about it.
One wheel in the ditch.
All four of them in the ditch when I was up there, so.
Lose it.
AP Friday. I'm still here, guys.
Day this weekend.
Gonna be one out of York. Is that the one that's gonna be down in York?
The whole United States Winter Field Day.
When we need to get together Saturday and take off and see what we can do. But the reason I said that is I saw a thing on Facebook about a Winter Field Day down in York.
ARL1, and it's always the last weekend in January.
Tuned up and ready to go.
Rules on that, so I guess if you're operating from home, you'll be a 1H South Carolina.
Something.
At 2 p.m. on Saturday to 2 p.m. on Sunday.
I'll do my best to be there. Of course, every time I do one, the wife just sort of walks by and shakes her head.
Yeah. Our house guest is, her apartment's available this weekend, so I think she's moving.
So you need to get the, your radio back and get it up. You don't want to let them sit too long.
Warmed up.
Head-to-head, you beat me.
Too good.
Turned all that, those tricks on you. Own.
I'm listening. I just don't, like I said, I don't know a whole lot about it, so I try to listen and learn. Find an Elmer in this atmosphere where you can't get close to anyone.
I've spoken with another operator that's from up in your area because I used to catch him in the afternoons about, maybe 3:30 in the afternoons. He was headed back towards Brevard.
I'll keep my ears open, though, because I'm listening all day, but I'm in and out, so. Tom, out of TR, mentioned a guy named Bob. I believe he lives up that way in Hendersonville somewhere.
I live up that way.
Call signs out of Transylvania County, but I never hear any traffic up there at all. I'm listening to the radio pretty much everywhere I go anymore when I'm sitting at home, and you don't hear anything other than this repeater.
Old timers and have HF rigs and just talk on HF all the time.
I do hear some GMRS stuff, which I have my GMRS license also, so.
GMRS, my boss was asking about that.
Not too active. It's getting a little more active when everybody's trying to do this comm prep stuff. They're going that route because they don't have to take the test.
Are there any repeaters in this area?
Few repeaters in this area, but I have not got on any of them. They're not like this. Some of them you got to ask permission to get on and all this other stuff, so I hadn't messed with it at all.
As bad as I hate to, I've made it to work, so I'm going to say 73 to you guys, and I hope everybody has an awesome day. Patrick, you drive careful. Ed, get that radio fired up and warmed up so you won't look too bad this weekend. And I'll say 73 to everybody, KN4TFW.
Have a good one, Ken. Glad you made it in safe. Hopefully catch you in the morning. And sending 73 to you, KM4 and AP.
With the conversation this morning, it's made the ride down the mountain a lot better. Get kind of bored with it sometimes. And 73, you have a great day. Still in there?
It's still here, just finished up. Fixing to head to the house. Take me about 10 minutes to get there. Maybe 15 if I go slow enough.
That's where I'm at. I'm coming on to Wade Hampton now. I got a few minutes for my next, before I get to where I'm going.
Well, that is. My youngest son used to be a certified mechanic for Chrysler. And, worked for a couple other places. He always bought his tools and stuff from Snap-on.
I just started this about 6 years ago. I was a Ford and GM Master Certified Technician. Mainly worked on diesel trucks. But then body aches and knees and just the stress of doing the job anymore, I was done with it and looking for something else. So I found this and bought the route and took it over about 6 years ago. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Enjoying what you're doing, Patrick. That's the main thing.
It's a lot less stressful, too. You'd think running your own business would be more stressful than working for somebody else, but working for a dealership, working on cars, and trying to meet all the demands, it just got to where you can't do it anymore and even come close to making anybody happy.
I know how that is. Talking about making no people unhappy. Y'all try law enforcement for a while.
The temperament for that, I'm afraid, and I'm too quick to tell you exactly what's on my mind and not hold back. But I do have several friends that are still in law enforcement, and one's the sheriff of the county, so I do pray for them every day and couldn't do their job.
But my mouth either. I told it like I saw it. Made a lot of people mad, but at least they look at it and say, well, at least you're fair.
Like I said, I appreciate everything you've done. I don't know you, but I know that's a hard job to deal with because, there again, you're not going to make anybody happy.
6 years old, and if I could start do it again, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
A role other than actually patrol or anything like that?
The reason I can't get back in it is because I had a quadruple bypass. And, right, the police retirement board said, you're going home.
In that, I'd be going home myself.
Think about it was, I had 24 years and 11 months. But by them medically retiring me, they had to carry me to the age of 55, which gave me 32 years of service.
Military, that's the least we can do for the people that are out here protecting us and keeping us safe.
They don't do it for them anymore. They quit doing that. If you work a week and get hurt and can't return, that's all you're going to get, is what you make for a week.
And then they wonder why they can't recruit anybody.
The problem. Right now, the police academy is shut down due to the virus.
I don't even know what to say about this virus.
I know it's a bad thing, and I'm not trying to sweep it under the rug, but I think it was more of a political scare tactic by the Democrat.
Kind of how I feel about it, but you never know who you're going to offend by saying anything anymore, so I've tried not to offend anybody, but I don't know anymore. I'm just done with the whole thing.
Well, if they ask me, I tell them. And if they don't like what I tell them, then they shouldn't have asked me.
That's pretty much my philosophy on life.
This way, if I'm gonna get it, I'm gonna get it. There's nothing I can do about it.
For HKX. Yeah, roger that. I'm same way. I'm not gonna live in fear over it. I'm gonna live my life day to day and enjoy, praise God, and move on. Killed in a car accident anymore, I believe.
That's true.
50 to 60,000 miles a year out here on the road, in and out of traffic, pulling all the time. So I think I stand a better chance of getting killed that way.
About between 36,000 and 37,000 on my old truck here, running around.
My dad was a truck driver, so driving a vehicle or being in a vehicle is all I've ever known, and then working on them, all I've ever done, really.
I was raised on a beef cattle farm, and I tell you, getting up at 5, milking cows by hand, and taking care of the livestock, and taking care of the horses and the pigs, excuse me, and the chicken, yeah. That started at an early age and lasted up to the day I got married.
Grandparents were that way, both sets, my mom's and my dad's. They both had farms. And one was a little smaller than the other one, one more toward growing vegetables and one more toward the livestock. So I got both sides of it.
Livestock, spend the summer on horseback working cattle. Walked bow-legged by the time I went back to school, but my mama believed in having her 2-acre garden. She would put 2 acres of garden out in a heartbeat, and I'd help her grind stuff and help her tend stuff. Yeah, I remember them days.
We didn't. Well, Grandpa had about 12 acres he farmed all the time. And then we leased property we farmed also. So it was all the time with something of that during the summer. And then my mom's dad, he would raise pigs and cows. Not real big where we didn't need a horse to catch anything or anything like that. But, I mean, a small farm, but I got the gist of it. Getting up early, taking care of all the livestock. Getting up early, going and working the ground. So, yeah. I got it all.
A better person for it. Mine was 190 acres. Well, I am in my driveway. I enjoyed the QSO. hopefully catch you in the morning. Be careful on the road, and look me up on QRZ, and my email's on there, so if something ever comes up and I can help you with it, just email me. So 7-3's to you, Patrick. KM4NAP, you'll be clear on your final.
I believe it was, and it was a joy talking to you this morning. I really enjoyed it. And you take care, and I will do my best to look you up if I can remember the call sign by the time I get to the trailer to write it down. 7-3's, thank you.
Call sign is Kilo Mike 4 November Alpha Papa.
7-3, have a nice day.